rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
Sega-tons, ready your breakfast and eat hearty. For tonight, we dine in our own homes while listening to an internet radio show. This week's word, food.
Play on, play on for the weekend. No chicken these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. No chicken these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Sega. This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. I'm KC. I'll be your host for the next couple of hours. And welcome. This week, we're all about the
food.
The food! So sit back, relax, and grab your drinks, because you had to bring your own drinks. We only provide the food. So yeah. We have a whole Sega banquet for you. A feast worthy of the gods, perhaps not. But we started off with dessert, because that's what we do, because it's the Manic Monday Show. We started off with Sweet Mountain Act 1 from Sonic Colors, the Wii version. Then we had Group Date Cafe, so we went to the cafe. The outtake version, apparently, from Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth. And this last song was actually suggested by I Need Fruit, Sorev. So he said we should play the Tomato Convenience Store track from Shenmue, but instead of that, I added the Streets of Rage remake version to the playlist, because why the hell not? It's a great version. Quite short, but the original isn't that long either, so it's all good. Welcome to the show, welcome to the Manic Monday Show. I'm KC, live from Portugal, and I like what I saw in the IRC before we started the show, because Trigon was responding to everyone saying hello and yay and woo, and he said, "You guys making me feel like it's Friday on a Monday." And that's the whole point of this show. This the whole show is exactly to put a smile on your face and to make you forget it's a Monday, because you know it's usually the worst day of the week, but it's also the best, because we have this crazy ass show right up in your mofo ass. No, the Manic Monday Show to cheer you up, because that's what we do. Don't forget to join us in the IRC, radiose.ga /IRC, radiose.ga/IRC. We also have the Manic Monday Choice, the People's Choice, actually. I'm kind of confused, because I'm looking at some of the answers to the question of the week already, but we have the People's Choice segment, so don't forget to vote radiose.ga/Manic Monday Choice. That's the link. You just tap that in and you can vote for the three tracks you want me to play during the show. We have stuff from Rhythm Thief and the Periscaper, Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure, Sonic Lost World, Border Break Union, Full Auto, Echo the Tides of Time, the Mega Drive version. So pick three, and the most voted will be played later on during the show. You can also join us by tweeting at Radio Sega or using the hashtag RSManicMonday. There's a question of the week already, so if you want to take part, the question is, which Sega character would make the best cook, and what delicacy would you have them prepare for you? At Radio Sega, hashtag RSManicMonday, or send me a private message in the IRC. Speaking of the IRC, let's say hello to people in there right now. Let's say hello to Dragon, Spooky, I Need Food, Ravzig, Rexy, Wo21, Drive 16, Big Voice, AlphaDog 1996, CTR, Dragon Blaze 123, Fluffy Fox, Lime, Mikhail24RD, Pekotaz, Gutaz, I believe it's for Time Attack or something. Rive, Silver Sonic, Spinnick, Tracky, Zimidon, and underscore Spondy. Hello, my babies. You can also use the IRC for something else, because you know, every week on the Manic Monday, the Manic Monday show, we have this.
Say my name.
Indeed, Say My Name, week 2 of season 2 of Say My Name. So you can also use I judging by everyone's reactions to Peiko or Pico or whatever he's called, he's actually well known. I don't know him, but yeah, apparently he's in the IRC. Yay! I believe everyone, all the kids are excited. Ah, shut up. Anyway, Say My Name, week 2. So you can use the IRC to send me a private message with your guess. What's Say My Name, you ask? It's our weekly game on the Manic Monday show. I choose a Sega character each week, and I share 4 different clues to the identity of said character throughout the show. If you guess the identity of the character after the first clue, you get 20 points after the second clue, 15 points after the third clue, 10 points after the fourth and final clue, you get 5 points. It's easy. The only catch is you only get one guess per clue, so you can only try once per clue, right? So that's the only catch. It's quite simple, and we're in the beginning of this second season, so it's there's quite some time yet to actually catch up and start playing. And if you win the whole thing after 9 weeks, you'll get a prize, which will probably be exactly the same as the prize for season 1, which was $10 or 10 pounds. So yeah. Or 10 euros if you're in the eurozone. Depending on your currency, I'll give you 10 wherevers. Okay? 10 wherevers. For example, if Dr. Skotnik won, we would give him 10 kangaroos, because that's the currency they use in Australia. Anyway, moving on, time for clue number 1. Clue number 1 has a scar on his face. Has a scar on his face. So send me your guesses via private message in the IRC, or kc@radiosega.net via email if you'd rather use that. No one ever does, but it's cool. Send me a private message in the IRC. It's actually easier that way for me as well. Who could it be? Has a scar on his face. You're now playing for 20 points. While you give it some thoughts about that, let's play some more musics. And this week, it's all about Foad. So, what's Foad? What's the Foad? From Alien Storm, the 8-bit version. Foad Storm. On the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
I was enjoying this very much, so I almost missed my cue there. This is a Radio Sega classic, a dinner party from Shining Force Feather on the Manic Monday Show. For some reason, though, we don't play this track very much or very often these days, but it was played quite a lot during the first few years of Radio Sega Live. It's a great song, a classic dinner party. Yeah, so we're having a dinner party on the Manic Monday Show because it's all about the
food.
Oh my! Yes, before that we had a Tough Cookie from Gungrave, and we started off the batch, this rather short batch, with Food Store from Alien Storm 8-bit, because apparently people forgot to buy their drinks. So they had to go to the food store, but the food store only sold food, so no drinks for people. Dragon says, remember when Night Ride was the most requested song for a long time? I do. Esper K says, Pepperidge Farm remembers. Oh my, yeah. Anyway, don't forget to send me your guesses. People are almost... Almost everyone is sending me the same guess, but no one actually guessed it yet. We don't have Gum in the IRC tonight, so she was in the lead last week. She got the 20 points. I was hoping for a another lucky guest, but apparently she's not with us tonight. Anyway, let's move on. It's time to talk about the word of the week. Food. So what is food? Well, we don't refer to it as food because Wikipedia refers to it as chicken. Chicken be any substance consumed to provide nutritional support for the body. It's probably of plant or animal origin and got enough essential nutrients like fats, proteins, vitamins or minerals. The substantial is ingested by an organism and assimilated by the organism cells to provide energy, maintain game or stimulate growth. Historically, players secured chicken all up in two methods, hunting and gathering and agriculture. Today, the majority of the food juice required by the ever-increasing population of the ghetto is supplied by the food industry. Chicken safety and food security is monitored by agencies like the Internationalistic Association for Chicken Protection, Ghetto Resources Institute, Ghetto Chicken Program, Chicken and Agriculture Organization, and Internationalistic Chicken Hype Council. Chicken Hype Council. International Food Information Council, okay. They address things like sustainability, astrological diversity, climate change, nutritional economics, population growth, water supply, and access to chicken. The right to chicken be a human right derived from the Internationalistic Covenant on Economic, Ghetto, and Cultural Rights, recognizing the right to adequate standard of living, including adequate chicken, as well as the fundamental right to be free from hunger. So there you know, there you got it. Chicken is a human right. Yeah? The right to chicken be a human right. Right, so yeah, that's the word of the week, which is...
Food!
Oh my god, food. Indeed it is. So that's what we're talking about. So instead of food, we're going to talk about chicken for the whole evening. I don't think I have any track with chicken on the title. Actually, that was quite a miss on my part. But I have this though. Maybe you remember this.
Do you engage in an active way of life? Walking, jumping, punching, kicking and calling the police is serious business. Ever felt hungry while fighting in the street? Struggling to hear the screams of pain from street thugs over the sound of your grumbling stomach? From the makers of Trash Bin Apple comes Foam Booth Fried Chicken. Your days of bashing heads and being hungry are no more. Just kick the crap out of the next foam booth you see and you'll get a crispy skinned juicy chicken to boost your energy levels. Here's what some satisfied customers had to say about Foam Booth Fried Chicken.
I love dancing the lambada and beating up the baddies in the street. But that can be tiresome and make me feel down. Thanks to Foam Booth Fried Chicken's low fats levels, though, I can eat and not feel guilty for destroying public property.
I'm a very active man, wearing a bandana and sporting my silky blonde hair. Foam Booth Fried Chicken helped me look good and stay healthy in the process.
So, the next time you're fighting in the street, remember, Bum Industries Foam Booth Fried Chicken. It's crispy donalicious.
It's crispy donalicious indeed. Phone Booth Fried Chicken, also known as PBFC. I like how some people don't know what this is. This is one of our fake ads from the times of Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. Phone Booth Fried Chicken. I think this was from season 1 of the show. And there were some sauce packets as well. Let me find the sauce packets. Do I have them here? I don't think I do. Oh, I do. Let's see. These are the sauce packets.
You already love Foam Booth Fried Chicken. Now, you'll love it more with the new PBFC sauce packets. Enjoy a street raging meal with bacon, barbecue or chili dog sauce. Phone booth fried chicken sauce packets. It's as delicious as a heart attack.
As delicious as a heart attack. So those were classic fake ads from Radio Sega's Top 40 Countdown. We need to do some more fake ads. I need to work on those in the future. Anyway, time to move on and play some more music. We don't have a guest top 5. This would be the part of the show where we would have a guest top 5. No one sent me one this week, so I guess we'll just move on. Don't forget, if you want to send me one, your own top 5, whatever the hell you want to talk about. At least as long as it's Sega related. KC@radiosega.net. Send me an email. Love me an email. Love me an email. It's a nice romantic song. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about anymore. Send me an email to KC@radiosega.net. And while I put myself together, it's time to play some more music. From Rent a Hero, Red Moonlit. Moonlit. Night dinner party. What the hell? Red Moonlit. Night dinner party. On the Manic Monday Show.
Rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Why don't kids like Soup? This is amazing! Soup Up! The 2011 Nev arranged version from Red Mobile. This is an amazing remix, and the original track is awesome as well. This is obviously about the soup, that food that not many kids like to eat, but it's nutritious. So yeah. Because while you're driving a car, nothing better than having some soup. Right? That's exactly what this is about. Right? Soup Up. Perhaps. Before that, we had Last Battle, Meat Boss, Cookie! From Panorama Cotton. And the first track in this batch was Red Moonlit Night Dinner Party from Rent a Hero. And this is obviously a show about food. Indeed, indeed. But I think for this last track, we need to play this.
Yes, this track contains wind.
Indeed. This last track contains Win, so much win, such a tune from Red Mobile. Anyway, people have been sending me their guesses, but I'm sad to say no one actually got it correctly yet. So no one knows who this week's character is yet. I know, right? And it's such an easy clue. Has a scar on his face. It can only be one person, obviously. Or perhaps I'm just being a douche. That's most likely the case. Anyway, since no one got it yet, let's have another go at this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name. It's time for clue number two. Which means entries are now closed for clue number one, and so no one gets 20 points this week, which is a shame. But there's still time to get some a good amount of points, because you know we're now playing for 15 points. So let's see. I like how whenever Ravzig talks about me, Mikhail mentions the banter. Hashtag banter. Yeah. Anyway, clue number two.
John Cena!
No, Rex, it's not John Cena. Clue number two. Where is it? Suffered from air sickness as a child. Suffered from air sickness as a child. Ooh. And has a scar on his face. I think things are starting to make some sense now. So, you know, think about it for a bit. And, you know, just send me your guess. You're now playing for 15 points. Private message in the IRC. Or email to kc@radiosega.net. Either way, it's your chance to get a good amount of points, because you'll need them if you want to win this second season of Say My Name. You're now playing for 15 points. 15 points are at stake, which means it would be nice if you could get them during the second week of the game. But yes, so I'm waiting for your guesses, and while I wait, I think it's time to play some more music. Before the show started, Ideed Fruit sent me a couple of requests. One of them we played already, Tomato Convenience Store, even though we played something quite slightly different. But he actually sent me an amazing request, and I really enjoy this one. Didn't think of this one when I was preparing for the show. So take a listen, everyone, to Jelly Bean by DJ Mokrum. It's an amazing track.
Thank you.
The Manic Monday Show. With Casey.
So this was suggested by TCB, and you know, TCB and I have that Shen thing going on, but this is quite, I don't know, scary, spooky for a cafeteria, so how about this?
Some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
Speaking of spooky,
you know me, the fighting freak Knuckles, and we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ready? I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep down in Pumpkin Hill. I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here. I can sense it in my feet. The gray emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy. A graveyard theory. Our ghost try to approach me and got leery. Ask him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkins in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist metal crackle. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper.
allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. Our ghosts try to approach me and got leery. Ask him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkins in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist, metal crackle. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched and I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deeper. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The great emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost try to approach me, he got leery.
Nobody scares me. Hashtag free Hewlett P. As mentioned by Kopke on Twitter. Because, you know, is he still in jail? Poor guy, poor guy. Yeah. This was our spooky moment of the week.
Spooky, spooky, spooky.
Indeed. So, a ghost's pumpkin soup from Sonic Adventure 2. Was this final track. Before that we had Pigeon Cafe from Shenmue 2 and Harbor Cafeteria from Shenmue, as suggested by TCB, also a spooky track. And we started off the batch with Jelly Bean by DJ Mokrum, a track that is part of, I believe, the Secret Bonus Point OC Remix album, am I right? Indeed I am, from the Secret Bonus Point album, Dynamite Heady remix album, Jelly Bean, awesome, awesome track, yum yum, yum yum yum. Oh, it's not an OC remix album, says Rexy. Okay, it's an album though. It's a remix album, not OC. Okay. In the IRC people were talking about Say My Name because a couple of people already guessed it. Already guessed the character of the week. Actually, Rav Sieg and Esper K, who I think will fight for first place this season. I have a feeling these two will be the main contestants. But we'll see, we'll see. You still have time to try and guess who this week's character is. But people need to actually put together the two clues I've shared so far, because you know there are subtle details in those clues that will tell you who the character is. If you think about it for a bit, you'll get it. Esper K says, "Gloves off, mate." Ooh, yeah. So this is the food episode of the Manic Monday Show. So maybe we'll have some of this.
I'll be back with a new robot who has super laser eyes, and he'll feed me ham! Evil ham.
The best kind of ham, actually. evil ham. Right, right. So, we're having fun tonight. Lots of food-related tracks. We've had some Bum Industries ads, but it's time for something different.
The Manic Monday Show.
Right here on Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7, and it's time for a different segment of the show.
Radio Sega's Request Chart.
Radio Sega's Request Chart, and this week, as per usual, we'll be playing the top 3 requested tracks on RadioSega.net. If you want to know how to request your favorite tracks, it's simple. You just need to register as a Radio Sega member if you haven't done so already, and then you can click the Playlist and Requests tab, and you know, you can request your favorites, you can create a list of your favorites, and the top 3 requested tracks will be played every week right here on the Manic Monday Show. This week we start off with a tune, and we have some quite nice tracks as well, but the first one, my god, it's amazing. So let's do this, starting off with a track that I always say you need to turn up the volume to. Ooh, let's take a listen.
Number 3. Thank you.
Well up, well up. So we now have a theory about this song. It's about a type of sweet called raindrops. Thanks, I Need Food, for that. So we now know the truth behind this amazing song. Thank you. Or a drink. Maybe a drink.
Number 2.
Go right. Let me go right.
Control Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number 1.
Storm.
side of the wind. We need a Russian version of that. Speaking of Russian versions, apparently someone that is in the IRC right now, someone who will remain unnamed, gets laid because of my Russian accent. Apparently, according to Ravsic. So I don't think we could can trust this, because, you know, it's Ravsic, but maybe. Maybe it's true, so maybe I need to speak Russian a bit more. And so this person can get with someone. When he talks to the chicks, he can play some of my voice clips speaking Russian. Perhaps not. Alpha Dog just linked me to the Russian version of Night of the Wind. Yeah, I don't have them all. But if you stick around after the show ends, maybe I'll play another track that I've never played before on the Manic Monday show. Another Russian cover of Sonic Songs by Artem Kondrashov. Artem Kondrashov. in the IRC, I've been talking about a game I've started playing recently, Akiba's Trip, which is a pun actually, because you actually walk through Akihabara's, the Akihabara, the district in Japan. Yeah, it's a district, right? Yeah, but you also strip the baddies. Because you're apparently a man-made vampire, someone who a weird group of people experiment on, and is actually weakened by sunlight. So if you want to defeat other people like you, you need to strip them off their clothes after you fight them, which is weirdly amazing. I've just started playing the game, it's real. But I actually heard so much about this game from Brett of the Sega Addicts that I decided to try it. It was on sale, so I got it for the PS4. So yeah, people are now thinking about this whole concept that I shared about the game. Getting back on track, we just played the top 3 requested tracks on RadioSega.net last week. So we had number 3, which was Raindrops Remix of the End from Yakuza Karaoke Selection, Ride the Fire from Guilty Gear Xrd Sign, and Night of the Wind, number 1, from Sonic and the Black Knight. Don't forget to request your favorites. Anitfood says, Akiba's Trip, Undead and Undressed. Great tagline. Yes, that's the whole name of the game. And it's a perfect recreation of Akihabara. You have Club Sega and everything. The opening sequence shows Club Sega. The title screen shows Club Sega. You pass through Club Sega at times as well. So it's awesome. If you want to play a game with Club Sega, with a giant Sega logo, even if it's not a Sega game, play Akiba's Trip. Anyway, moving on, because you know it's getting late, so it's time to move on and play some more music.
The Manic Monday Show.
But not before we do this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name. Clue number 3 is coming, which means entries for the 10 points are now, the 15 points are now closed. So people tried. A couple of people got it. Honeyfruit says, I suck so badly at this. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's not easy. I know it's not that easy, because my clues are quite tricky. But yeah. As I said several times before, it's not a game for kids. It's a tough game. So that it's time to share clue number 3. Let's do this. And I think this one will help you a lot. So, remember, number 1 has a scar on his face, suffered from air sickness as a child, and number 3 made a cameo appearance in Valkyria Chronicles. made a cameo appearance in Valkyrie Chronicles. I think it's now quite obvious who this character is, so don't forget to send me your guesses by private message in the IRC or to kc@radiosega.net. Last week I mentioned tonight's show would be about... So, more than one person actually said I had to play Birthday Cake. So, you know, I'm a people pleaser, so it's time to play some Birthday Cake.
Shut up, Andy! You better not want it! Shut up, Andy! You know my love is sweet! Yes, I'm here for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday. Pour berries into my bowl and turn those over go. It's moldy, Mom, isn't it? I don't give a flying expletive though. Shut up, Annie. Don't handle my teeth. Shut up, Annie. You know my love is sweet. Shut up,
quite beautiful, isn't it? Maybe not. Let's play this instead.
You know my love is sweet. Yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. The milk of 2 months ago. It's more than Mom, isn't it?
Listen to this show again.
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher.
The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Just a reminder that you have 1.5 minutes to vote for the People's Choice segment. Some exciting candy floss! Candy floss! From Headhunter Redemption! Yeah, that's how this song feels. Richard Jakes at his best, like, just like I said in the ARC, the man behind the Headhunter and Headhunter Redemption soundtracks. Our good friend RJ. Yo, RJ, buddy. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. yeah.
Food.
I wonder what food does Richard Jakes like to eat. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he likes his meat biscuits, because that was the song we played before from Gun Valkyrie. Meat biscuits. And I Need Food said, wow, this is cool. Obviously, it's meat and biscuits. Meat biscuits. It can only be good. Especially if it's meat biscuits with bacon. Because, you know, everything is better with bacon. Even though it can cause cancer. But, yeah. Indeed. And the first track we played... actually, we played two tracks. To open this batch, we had Birthday Cake from Jet Set Radio Future, the original, but we also had the Viovis, I believe it's how you pronounce this, the Viovis cover of Birthday Cake, which I grabbed from A Dwelling of Jewels. It was really, really beautiful. I shed a tear to this. So yeah. I believe my ears stopped working for a few seconds, but it was brilliant. Anyway, it's time to move on. It's time for me to check my poll, because we have a new segment coming.
The Manic Monday Show.
But before that, I believe it's also time to talk about the question of the week. So let me just grab the few answers we got to the question of the week. The question of the week was, which Sega character would make the best cook, and what delicacy would you have them prepare for you? So let's see. We had Alpha Dog saying Big the Cat, because he's always surviving on his own in the wild, so he must be a good cook. And something with fish, so he can fish. Maybe he can also cook some frog, you know, if you need it. If you wanted something other than fish, I believe he does cook a good frog. So I Need Fruit said, Billy Hatcher, I want to try one of those giant eggs, preferably without an animal inside. Depends how hungry I am. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And speaking of giant eggs, maybe we can replay this fake ad.
Tired of eating the same old eggs every time? Ever felt like there just isn't enough inside those shells to satisfy you? Bump Foods is here to help. Introducing the all-new, delicious giant eggs of William Augustus Hatcher. Straight from the chicken coops of world-renowned farmer William Augustus Hatcher in Morningland, these big-ass eggs are sure to put a smile on your face and a bucket load of proteins in your body. Just purchase a dozen of these eggs and roll them around the place while squashing crows to increase the size. When you're ready, just cook them in the new giant-ass frying pan by Bum Kitchen Appliances. If you'd rather hatch them, just sing a song to the eggs and you get a fluffy animal to play with. William Augustus Hatches Giant Eggs by Bum Foods. It's cock-a-doodle donnylicious.
It's cock-a-doodle donnylicious. This brings back memories. A giant ass eggs and a giant ass frying pan. Oh yeah, this makes me wanna do some more. I need to work on some new fake ads by Bum Industries, you know, our main sponsors here on Radio Sega. Anyway, let's see who else sent me some answers. Orthopedic socks at Mike Copens on Twitter said, "Aye aye from Super Monkey Ball probably makes a good banoffee pie." Is it banana and coffee? Banoffee? Is it? That's amazing. Never heard of this, but yeah, he probably makes a good banana and coffee pie. And that's it from Twitter. Let's see. Banana and toffee. Okay, that makes sense. Never heard of this. Makes sense. Rexy said, "I love my Italian food, so one thing I absolutely must do in an in-game universe is visit Bob's Pizzeria, which is owned, I think, or at least run by Mario." And she pointed that out as well. It's the lifelong question: why is it Bob's Pizzeria if you meet a guy named Mario in there? And you know, Nozomi loves her margarita pizza. So that's stuff you learn when visiting Bob's Pizzeria. Come to Bob's Pizza. Yeah. I Need Fruit says, "Quick, someone order KC a banoffee pie." I love this name. It's my favorite pie right now, because you know, need to try it at some point. Well, let's see. These were the answers to question of the week. Thanks for taking part. Some nice answers there. So I think it's time to check your votes, tally up your votes, and play the most voted tracks of the week. And let's see. Oh, everyone who voted. No, not everyone. Almost everyone who voted for this track. Let's play this one, because it's got a nice title. Let's start with this one. And we'll play the other two as well. So, people, it's time for
People's Choice!
The people have voted. The people have spoken. And they voted for it. Tobitsuke Meat Strategy from Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure.
I have just one question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all. Only on Radio Sega.
Sonic Lost World. Who here has been playing Sonic Lost World on Steam? I haven't, because I played the Wii before. Rexy says, I keep on feeling as if the trumpet hits are saying, noot noot. I do not know what you're talking about. No one here knows what that noot you speak of is. No one here knows what that is. So we had Sonic Lost World, Sugar Lane. Before that, we played Rather Pear from Border Break Union. Where's that line? I need food. Okay. Would you like the something? No, I'd rather pear. and the first track we played on the People's Choice segment was Tobitsuke Meat Strategy. Please, someone look up what Toby, I can do it. Toby 2K, what Toby 2K is. Maybe I need to use Google Translate or something. Actually, SPK sent me a link to a nice website that actually translates Japanese words and phrases, but I can't be arsed. Yeah, I can't find a translation. Maybe it's a name. Tobitsuke! Mid strategy. TCB asks, why does Pingu soundtrack so sounds so angry? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he likes Daisy Dukes and Ice Legs. Maybe that's it. Not everyone does, so can't blame him. He likes nice peaks, perhaps. Scary stuff here, yeah. Anyway, so that was People's Choice, the People's Choice segment. Thank you for voting. Don't forget how to vote. It's every week it's the same thing. RadioSE.ga/ManicMoneyChoice, so there's no way of missing it. Sometime before the show airs, the poll is always up for voting, so don't forget to do that. Even if you listen to the podcast version of this show, you can still vote before the show airs, before or even during the show, when the show starts, because you can still access the poll. So yeah, even if you listen to the podcast, and if you do, thank you so much for supporting the show. You are all awesome. But if you do, you can actually vote as well and influence the show in a way. Yeah, but speaking of voting, there's also a poll for Sega Mix Drive. So Rex is doing her 2015 in review stuff. And it says, wow, Casey's newt is fierce. TCB says, sounds like Casey was trying to newt out something in the bathroom. My God. So yeah, 2015 in review poll. This time we have the summer poll up for voting. And this time I also created a quick link for you to access, radiose.ga/smdsummer. That's second mix drive, smdsummer, radiose.ga/smdsummer. What can you vote for? Well, take a listen.
2015 review. First, the visit to the DOD, courtesy of Commander Doyle, Dr. Robotnik's Mechanical Dreams. Schnapperbola's second visit to Sonic took him to the Saturn and Green Grove Zone Act 1. Amphibious' second entry for the SELC-14 came to OCR. Marble clouds in Azure Sky summoned Yuri Ito to help out on a rocket deck of Sonic CD. Kills the Sonic CD and turn the Stardust to a Starstruck Speedway. Audio Sprite, whether red or blue, would fight like a gunstar at the future ruins. General Offensive treaded Hot Sand to deliver a remix of Arid Sands from Sonic Unleashed. Jive Master, Cernuts, together with their helicopter knife fight and they will blue blur your brain. Schnapperbola's final entry is an attraction for Sailors and Shenmue fans, Sedge Tree. Russian and Diamonds got new treatment to a classic from Anarchy Reigns, Suzetta. Audio Sprite's second visit tonight had him going through the shafts of Metallic Madness. Mega Driver got absorbed into Comic Zone and paid witness to the Night of the Mutants. Order of Tears' first go at Thunder Force 4 had them in possession of a Graviton Life Bomb. Comics and Calibur came together for more Sonic Unleashed, this time aboard the Egg Dragoon. Mutant voted a J-Rock and a lot of energy for his cover of the Afterburner theme. Order of Tear came back for more Thunder Force 4, this time wielding a faithful weapon. Rob KTA wants us to go up, down, hey, for sure! Strong action! Rob KTA keep a true bootleg mix! Andrew Moniz brought Draskin on board to help him through Sonic 3's Ice Cap Zone Act 1. Professor Jace is up for a waltz under the desert moon, all under an arrange for Shamar. Bradley Jones did a revision of one of his works, Dreams of an Absolution, the Nightlight Mix. Plus, with free music is back to make us dance, this time stomping across Splash Hill Zone. Micah rode onto Trailer's back and took on the beautiful sights of Echo 2's Future Bay. Nate Von Grimm talked to the guitars and played across space-time for Solaris Phase 2. Sanjay and Mitchell Cairns hit the Syndicate HQ for Streets of Rage, simply labeled Stage 8. Micah becomes another face treading across the wild fresh floors of Stardust Speedway. Jonathan Young and Seth Blamble of Gam fight with the power of music. What I'm made of. Finally, Kyle Haby 5000 Chillswitch and Jay Hansi of the end of summer in a sweet dream.
2015 in review.
In review. Vote now. RadioSE.ca/SMD Summer. Apparently everybody loves Micah. Yeah. New sitcom coming to Radio Sega very, very shortly. perhaps not. Well, that's it. That's a message from our sponsors, Sega Mixer Drive. No, our sponsors, Bum Industry. Yeah, but that being said, you know, it's time for something else because it's still not over. Not everyone got it yet. So, it's time for this.
Say my name,
clue number 4 is coming, which means we're now closing entries for the 10 points mark. So, yep, let me just check my email. No one uses email, so, but I check it anyway. Nope. So, how's it going for people? 3 people got it. Not many people took part this week, but well, at least most of them already got it. There are still people who need some help, so it's time for clue number 4. Let's do this. Clue number 4 is the captain of the Delfinus. Captain of the Delfinus made a cameo appearance in Valkyrie Chronicles. Suffered from air sickness as a child. Has a scar on his face. Hopefully now, whoever's still trying to guess will get it, because you know it's not as hard as it looks. You know, and it's not John Cena.
John Cena.
It's not
John Cena.
John Cena.
No. Not yet. Yeah. Well, try. Send me your guess. Your final guess for 5 points. Still, it can still be interesting and important to get these 5 points. In the meantime,
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Yeah, Chill Tracks of the Week! Chill Tracks of the Week means it's time to relax, sit back, relax, and have some food-tastic Chill Tracks. Food and chill. Oh yeah! Starting off with some peppermint, because why not? From Night's Journey of Dreams, this is Aldi La, peppermint version, on the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Manic Monday Show with KC. Only on Radio Sega.
Skip down the path that goes half the way nowhere.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The lovely Dreams in a Pie from Napletail, Arja in Daydream, closing off this week's Chill Tracks of the Week segment. Awesome, awesome. Speechless right now. Before that, we had Banana from Zoom, and Aldi La, the peppermint version from Night's Journey of Dreams. I always love the Chill Tracks of the Week segment. It puts me in the right mood to end the show. Although it's a sad moment, at least for me, when we have to close off the show. Anyway, yeah, that's it. Almost it for the Manic Monday show, the Fold episode. But we still have one thing to talk about, and it's called
Say my name.
Rex says, but then you scare us to death with your Anne Robinson impression. It's coming. Well, Say My Name entries are now closed, which means it's time to let you know who this week's character is. And if you played Sega and All-Stars Racing, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, that's what it's called. Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, you know this guy, because he was a playable character in this game. And he is the main character of a game called Skies of Arcadia. This week's character is none other than
John Cena!
No. Vise! Yes, Vise is this week's character. Obviously. And yeah. So not many people took part, and only three people actually got this correctly. So, we have Rafsik and Esper K with 15 points, and I Need Fruit with 10. Only three people got it correctly in the end. That being said, taking a look at the leaderboards for Season 2 of Say My Name, let's see, we have, with 5 points, Mikhail24RD, who had to leave early today. Twini with 10 points, 15 points for Opus Science. With 20 points, we have I Need Fruit and Gum, who wasn't around this week, and neither was Opus Science. Some people caught up. And top of the tree, both with 30 points, we have Refsig and Esper K. So these are the two targets to take down if you want to win Season 2 of Say My Name. Not literally. Well, if you want to, you can kill them as well, but you don't need to win the game. But you can. Just say. Yeah. I Need Fruit says, 10! Yes! No one can stop me now! So you now have 20 points overall, which is nice. Third place, actually. I Need Fruit joined third place with Gum. So yeah. Or second place, actually, because it's... First place, Rafsig and SPK, second place, Gum, and I Need Fruit. Yeah. 10 points separating them. So that's Say My Name for the week. We'll be back with another character next week, so don't forget to brush up on your Sega knowledge, your Sega education, and maybe you'll get some points, very, very important points, valuable points for the second season of Say My Name. Maybe you'll win our prize, which will probably be money, cash prize, or maybe not. Maybe I'll think of something else if I'm not lazy this time. Yep. What else is there to talk about? Well, it's time to thank you all so much for joining me, both in the IRC and elsewhere. People who mentioned this on Twitter, people like Kopke, people like Orthopedic Socks, best name ever. I think all of the others actually were in the IRC. If you listen to the podcast, and if you're now listening to the podcast version of this, thank you so much for joining us there as well. It's always nice. If you actually use the iTunes Store to download both the, or the the Manic Monday show or any other Radio Sega shows, why not drop us a review in the iTunes store if it's a positive one? If you don't like the shows, don't bother. We don't need them. We don't need some negative reviews. But we actually appreciate all the positive reviews you can leave us there if you use the iTunes store. I always intend to talk about this, but I always forget. Please leave us a nice review in the iTunes store of your respective country, even if it's Tasmania, or maybe, I don't know, that place where they use kangaroos as as currency. Australia, yeah. Yep. Other stuff to talk about, new upcoming shows on Radio Sega. There's no show tomorrow, so Tuesdays are now a bit lonely and cold, because we don't have fights into streams anymore, but there's still Club Sega coming. Oh wait, there's still the Sega Headaches AM at midnight. That's technically Tuesday for most people. So yeah, midnight tomorrow, Western Europe time, Sega Headaches AM, and Club Sega returns at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So these are the two upcoming shows, Radio Sega Live shows, coming to Radio Sega. I'm still not sure if we'll have the Sega Lounge this week, because our scheduled guests cancelled. So I'm gonna have to see if I can get someone to fill in for the scheduled guests. But if not, we'll be back next week with another guest. But we'll probably have a Sega Lounge this week at 8 p.m. Western Europe time this Thursday. Next week's The Manic Monday show is going to be dedicated to this.
Night!
Anit Fruits asks, is it Donnie's fault? Probably. Quite possible. So, next week, it's all about that...
Night!
I have no clue what night tracks I'm going to play, but there are sure to be some night tracks in there. And probably some Sonic Unleashed night tracks in there as well, and maybe some other stuff. Yeah. I'll think about it. And next Monday at 8 p.m. I'll be here to play some more Sega tunes. Well, only one thing left to do, and you know what it is. It's time to say goodbye to people who joined us in the IRC. People like Trigon, Esper K, Anifruit, RevSig, Rexy, Wo21, Rev16bit, Voice, AlphaDog1996, D'Artagnan, DragonBlaze123, Fluffy Foxy, Jenny Ross, Lime, Lime underscore, Pekutaz, Rive, Spinny Cracky, Zimadon, underscore, Spondy. You are all the weakest links. Goodbye. Yeah. That's it for the week. So, if you're listening to us live, though, don't forget there's always something extra when we end the show. Something exclusive to live listeners, because we love ourselves some Russian tracks. So we'll play a Russian track for you. But now, I leave you with a track related to this week's theme.
Food!
Yeah. Related to food, I leave you with a track from Chudidom called Bad Apple. I've been KC, you've been listening to the Manic Monday show. I'll be back next week. Take care, bye bye.
To be this good takes ages. To be this good takes Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.